The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected. Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And happy Martin Luther King holiday to everybody. A little tiny thought for you here for the day. On this one line, the last line that we heard when Jesus says, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins. Take a closer look at that and try to understand what it means a little bit better. You know, as best we can reckon, people have been fermenting wine for more than 8,000 years. First people to ever store wine in bottles, as best we can reckon, were the Phoenicians. But the Jewish people didn't store wine in bottles. They stored wine in skins. Goat skins, to be specific, right? Because they were tough. Knock a bottle of wine off of the table and it breaks. You knock a goat skin full of wine off of the table and it bounces, right? They were tough. Tough until they got old. Because when they got old, they got brittle and hardened. And the thing about new wine is that it's still fermenting. It's still giving off gases. It's giving off CO2, to be specific. And if you pour that fermenting, expanding wine into that brittle old skin, it'll burst and crack wide open. It was a familiar image, and that's why Jesus used it. But what he means to say in a larger spiritual sense when he says fresh wine is poured into fresh wine skins is that whenever God does something big, God does something new. New like Abraham, you know, and God called Abraham and he says, "Now, Abraham, you're going to go off to a brand new land that you've never seen before. Get going, I'll tell you when you get there." New like the apostles. Called them off the shore of the Sea of Galilee and they dropped their fishing nets, their entire profession, they quit their job and followed this new teacher. New like St. Paul, lifelong Pharisee, greatest rabbi for the school of Gamaliel, and he became the greatest evangelizer that had ever been. Whenever God does something big, he does something new. However, when he does so, he often does so at the expense of our familiar and comfortable ways. And that's what we need to be aware of. God can do this at the level of individuals. It's the story of every saint in our history of our church. He can do this at the level of families. God can do this at the level of nations. God can do this at the level of the entire church. I think one of the best examples of that is Pentecost. You know, when the Holy Spirit showed up on the apostles in the upper room at the top of Mount Zion, everything changed. And they went out and proclaimed the gospel for the very first time with enthusiasm, passion, and love, the likes of which the world had never seen before. God can do that. New wine, new wineskins. And, you know, pardon me for being speculative here, but in our church and in our world, we could use some new wine, couldn't we? Yes, we could. And we want to cooperate in what God wants to do. Two things we need to keep in mind to cooperate. Number one, keep the faith when times are hard. And number two, be willing to let go of what's comfortable. Little image that I like to keep in mind for keeping the faith when times are hard. Have you ever seen a professional restorer at work? You know, a professional restoration artist, he can go into a junkyard, he can find an old refrigerator, he can find a rusted out old car. And he can make it showroom new. You ever seen a professional restorer at work? It's fascinating, fascinating to see. Do you know how a junky, old, rusted car, for example, is made brand new? I saw it done once. The entire thing first has to be disassembled. The whole car, right down to the last nut, right down to the last bolt. Everything that can be taken apart has to be taken apart. And then every individual part, no matter how small it is, has to be sandblasted, cleaned, polished, painted, or replaced. And then the entire thing has to be put together again. Amazing, amazing task to undertake and amazing to watch. And I was imagining this, if this car that was being restored, if it had a voice, what might it say as it's being torn apart? It might say, stop, stop, you're killing me. Stop it. But the restorer knows exactly what he's doing, and no matter how things might appear, absolutely nothing is lost. That's the way God makes all things new. That's the way he takes things that are ruined and makes them brand new. But to do that, we have to be willing to let go of what's comfortable and familiar, because that's always the price that's paid. Think of what might have happened if Abraham did not let go of what was comfortable and familiar. God says, Abraham, go off to a brand new land that I will show you. And Abraham says, no thanks, I like it where I am. Or the apostles, come follow me, Jesus says. They say, no thanks, I'm busy. Think of what might be lost. Think of what God might be calling each one of us to do, to cooperate in how he wants to reform and renew the church and the world. Don't be afraid to let go of what's comfortable and familiar. It can be very, very painful, and we cannot know what's going on, but we never lose trust in the God who proclaims this gospel to us and tells us his ways. New wine is poured into fresh wineskins, and that means there's a choice for you and for me. Comfortable ways or new. Complacency or willingness to suffer. Grace kept or grace spilled and lost. Choice for, so very often is up to you and me. Let's pray that we might have the grace to let go of complacency and follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Amen.